Hi, I'm Pam Geisel, your practical gardener. Today we're going to chat about those winter season home orchard chores. It's hard to believe, but the calendar says there are less than 50 days until spring. If you are at all like me, with all the welcomed winter rain, you haven't spent too much time working in the garden. So now we are going to get down to crunch time and get those winter chores done. What things do you need to be doing? The first thing is if you haven't pruned your fruit trees yet, get that done. If you're on the valley floor, you have until about the middle of February to take advantage of the beneficial effects of winter pruning. Pruning will help those trees become structurally sound with strong limbs to carry the fruit load. It helps to control size for easier care and maintenance and picking of the fruit. Pruning helps to distribute sunlight evenly throughout the tree. Pruning also regulates fruit bearing by removing excess fruit wood and helps to renew and replace old fruit wood. And lastly, pruning removes undesirable wood, dead, broken, and crossing branches. If pruning seems a little daunting, just remember, there are only two types of pruning cuts, thinning and heading. Thinning cuts are used to remove lateral branches at their origin or to shorten branch length by cutting back to another lateral branch that's one-third the width of the branch section that you're trying to remove. Usually, thinning cuts are used to take out larger branches in fruit trees. Heading cuts are when a plant is cut back to a stub, a lateral bud, or a small lateral branch. Heading cuts often result in flushes of vigorous upright growth, but they're used most often in fruit trees to keep them short by topping. The next major thing that needs to be done, especially because of all the wet days this winter, is a dormant spray. There are two basic goals with dormant spray. The first is to control overwintering insects like San Jose scale or peach twig borer, or overwintering eggs from aphids and mites. The second goal is to control the early season diseases such as peach leaf curl, brown rot, and perhaps reduce the incidence of bacterial canker. To control those overwintering insects, the ideal spray is just a Supreme dormant oil spray. If the scale populations have been significant, you could tank mix in spinosad with your dormant oil spray. Spinosad is a natural substance made by a soil bacterium that's toxic to insects. To control problem diseases, it's important to use fixed copper and mix that in with your oil spray. These sprays should be on at bud swell, but before those buds show any color. You're on a quick timeline here to get these important tasks done before your fruit trees are in full bloom. You may need to treat more aggressively at and during the bloom time if it's a very wet spring. There are a number of fungicides on the market that can help with things like powdery mildew, pear scab, shot hole fungus, and so on. Be sure you read the label fully for the details on timing and application. For a more detailed calendar of backyard orchard operations, go to homeorchard.ucdavis.edu. The Practical Gardener is part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series, and I'm Pam Geisel, your Practical Gardener.